Some of Callaway County's 12 deputy court clerks enter data at their desks and file paperwork in massive filing cabinets, while others assist county residents at walk-up windows. The clerks, like many, are leery of the state budget, which cuts most state agencies' funding 8.4%. This budget is unique because it reaches deep into the coffers of other governmental branches, namely the state judiciary. This fiscal year, the courts received the full brunt of the cut. Kentucky Chief Justice John Minton says the budget thinning on this level is unprecedented.
This is the first time in the history of the Commonwealth that the courtrooms of this state will be dark because there's not been enough money to fund the operation of courts.
Minton's office is responsible for administering the budget. He says he was forced to cut costs wherever he could.
I was confronted with whether deeper cuts, including people losing their jobs, would happen. And so the lesser of the evils was the temporary furlough situation.
So he instated 3 furlough days in the first half of the 2012 and 13 fiscal year. With 86% of his budget going to salary and benefits, there was no other place to cut but within the professional staff.
We've given up of just about all we can give, and now all we can give is people. And we've cut fat, but we're now cutting bone. That is the people that run the court system.
A second hardship stems from the fact all elected judicial employees, like judges, county clerks, and state attorneys, are immune from the furloughs. The state constitution forbids elected officials from having their income reduced while in office. Only the non-elected working professionals would feel the pinch. But Minton wants to set an example for the other elected officials.
I believe it is my responsibility as the leader, if you will, of the court system, that I'm going to donate the 3 days, just like the rest of the court system is going to do. I can't have my pay docked, but I can voluntarily give it back to the state. And so that's what I'm going to do.
While judges will be paid, court officers will be furloughed. As a result, courthouses across the state won't process legal paperwork, issue driver's licenses, or hold trials in both civil and criminal court. But law enforcement will not stop arresting people, and legal briefs will continue to be written. So professionals like those in Callaway County Clerk Linda Avery's office will have to cram more work into less time.
You know, we do what we have to do. It doesn't matter how many days we have to do it in, we have the same amount of work. We just have to get it done. And if we don't get our work done, then the public suffers.
Avery's 12 deputy county clerks are among those to feel the bite of the furloughs. While she is an elected official serving a 6-year term, her staff is a dedicated group of non-elected professionals whom the Chief Justice already considers underpaid.
Our deputy clerks and the judicial secretaries are operating at salary levels that are frankly at or below the federal minimum poverty line. So 3 unpaid days really creates a financial burden for them.
The cuts and furloughs in place only address the shortfall for the next 6 months of the 2-year budget. The Chief Justice still has to find a way to balance the budget over the next 18 months. For WKMS, I'm Drew Adams.